The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 6th of July. Welcome to July and welcome. Hey, we're cooling off today. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Did you have a nice long weekend?
It was a good weekend.
What did you
Warm.
Do? What did you do?
Sweated a lot.
Besides sweating.
Do you really want to know? I worked on a project for Dancing with the Stars.
That's what I was wondering, because that's coming up here pretty soon, right?
Well, the final.
That was most of my life for the weekend.
Okay, but what Bob's talking about is Bob does all the, besides doing all the intros and doing tapes on everybody so you can hear about them, he then does, they film the entire show and then cut it down into a workable a video, and then you make copies for everybody.
Yeah. And a public shout out to my crew, Chris Glavin and Cheryl Shepard, and of course my wife Brenda. For couldn't have done it all by myself.
Fantastic!
You had a lot of people out there now, sweetheart.
How morning, are you today? 72 degrees. I'm doing great. We'll cover a lot of events over the weekend, and how'd you feel about so on and so forth. But we are facing 102 today. With our lows of around 72. Tomorrow, gosh, don't you love it? Slight chance of thunderstorms. On Tuesday, with our highs of 96, and Wednesday, 91. Where was the weather like this when my folks came to town? Anyway, my dad celebrated his 84th birthday on Sunday.
Yay.
It was great. Hey, now the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay.
Good Monday morning.
Good morning, everybody, and Sunny. The reason that that happened that you're talking about is we had somebody.
Good morning, Sunny.
Did not click the right button, and when they didn't click the right button when they walked out at midnight, it switched to what you heard, and then when it switched again, or the Bob comes in here getting ready for the news, he hears it and he switches it back. So we're calling in the engineer that was in charge of that today.
Well,
we're going to talk a little bit about how to do this correctly.
But we are very blessed that we have Bob Belongi that has been with us since day one. All right. Yeah. And let's just
it wasn't like, our Bob that did this.
No,
and it was News Bob that fixed it.
Right, News Bob that fixed it. And, we are, how would you explain it?
We are blessed. We've been blessed with the people we've had working with us.
We are always working in people who want to learn to do the radio trade and engineering. Yeah. We really hope to help. Mentor people and bring them in. Well, as you're getting to fly a plane or drive a car, I think this is what we experience sometimes, is that even the best people who have done excellent and worked really hard have these days. But anyway, so this is what happens. It's like throwing a ball. You gotta keep throwing it to make it best. Speaking of being the best, should we talk about this weekend, what we just witnessed last night?
Now, here's something that, a bunch of things. We'll get to that one in a second. Anderson explodes on Friday. 14,000 people at Anderson explodes.
Fantastic.
Huge, huge town. We saw Baron and Susie. And on Saturday, when we were at the Colt 45s game, which was absolutely jam-packed with people.
That was an exciting
game. I don't know.
There
had well over 1,000 people
Exciting game.
And, and it goes all the way to the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Colt 45 slugger goes up there and strokes one up the middle. And it's a walk-off single run. It was great. And right after that, what happens? fireworks. From
beautiful fireworks.
I tell you what, McConnell Foundation, and I don't care what you think about the McConnell Foundation. I really don't. But on McConnell Foundation steps up and puts on this wonderful, wonderful show of fireworks. $80,000 worth of shots.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. And we were able to watch it.
Oh, we were
from our backyard.
Well, and it seemed like they used they changed the whole musicality up. You know, a lot of times, of course, they use songs and it was very creative. It was an experience, a different experience, this firework display. So, we'll have to investigate further, you know, what they did from the years past into this last year.
Well, I tell you what.
It was nice. It was really good.
And then, yesterday, you know, we'd been busy this whole week for 2 weeks. And so, okay, I don't watch soccer. I mean, I just don't. But, hey, you know what? We got a hometown girl, Megan Rapinoe, playing on this team. So we got to watch it. So we get there, we're settling down, and it's like six after. I turn on the TV. The score's 2-0. The United States women were playing for the championship of the world of soccer, and in the fifth minute, we're ahead 2-0 against the Japanese who had beaten them last time 4 years ago. And I thought, wait a minute, did I miss this up somehow? Is that this is the last 7 minutes of the game, and I just missed the whole game? No. And so we're sitting there, we're watching, we're going, okay, this is great. And then on the 13th minute and 30 seconds, a Les Schwab commercial comes on. It's a one-minute commercial. They just throw it in there. Les Schwab, and I heard how they picked up one of those Ferris wheels you have at these county fairs, and how they had a flat tire, and here comes Les Schwab down and gets it and moves it, and Les Schwab did a great job. Les Schwab comes back on, scores 3-0. They had scored again. So out of 14 minutes of me watching 7 minutes of the 14 minutes, I missed 3 goals. But luckily, the girl coming down, the lady coming, woman coming down, kicks the ball from 54 yards out and scores. 54 yards. Lloyd scores. It was a great game.
It was an interesting game.
What did you think of it?
Well, you know, the fact that she scored 3 times in the first few minutes of the game. And
twice
they called
in the
it
first.
The hat trick. I don't understand what that means.
The hat trick means three. You scored 3 goals.
Oh, okay.
And same thing with hockey. If you score 3 goals in a game in hockey, it's called the hat trick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
In football, it's called a contract. You get a bonus. It's called bonus time. In baseball, you get 3 hits in a row. It's called a miracle.
Well, Lloyd, she was awarded the golden ball. But I have to say that I think it was either this morning or last night I saw her interviewed. And, you know, it just drives home that she said, my life has been dedicated. My entire life has been dedicated to playing soccer. She goes, everything else has come second. And I think we forget that the really great, great, you know, stars, musicians, athletes, this is truly what their life is that you think of the sacrifices that they have made. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting, and they make it look simple, but we know that our granddaughter Ashlyn, she's on this track. She plays for a state league where you actually pay the coach. They compete all over the state. She's very, very serious about it, and her parents have made it that so. She must get good grades, otherwise she won't be allowed to play soccer. It's a privilege, but she reminds me of the mindset of these girls. She's very driven.
She's an animal out there.
And you can see it in her face that she's going to be just 13.
Yeah, she'll be 13.
That she's able to really let things affect her, like probably like a really good athlete is, like what we've seen on the field.
She is a fine athlete, but her life is soccer. And the just like these people, and Megan Rapinoe, our own Megan Rapinoe. You know what? How proud can you be? Her 30th birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Megan! Same day as your daddy. And the but they took her out with like I don't know, maybe 7 minutes, 10 minutes left in the game. They brought her out, and they brought in a woman who is the oldest woman on the team. She's 40 years old. That had been there, who helped build this team into what it was. And in fact, the two women who had built this team, the oldest players on the team, were the ones that they handed. They let them come in last, even though that the other girl had won the Golden Ball award for the most scores and all this. And these two ladies came up. They handed them the trophy. They held it up over their heads. I probably should know their names, but I don't. But anyway, but it was just a real class act, and congratulations to our team. Now, the other last thing you get to do on a weekend, if it's Monday morning, we talk about. You know, somebody came up to us and said, so, hey.
At the baseball game.
Yeah,
listen to your station. How's your sleep number been?
How's your sleep number setting? It was nice.
I wasn't sure how to take that. Like, is that a jab?
No, it wasn't a jab. What it was he was saying is, I'm jealous because I don't have one. Hey, look, everybody, it's time to head on down to our Sleep Number store, or the Target Shopping Center. Go over and talk to Brian and Janice, because I tell you, it's not going to get any better than what we have right here. Our Sleep Number setting, my Sleep Number setting
have
is 45.
Have a vacation 45, in bed.
And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. So the thing is that it's a American-made, and that's rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than this. And right now, you can save $400 on a final closeout of Queen or King Sleep Number C4 mattress sets. And don't forget, you get a chance for the Sleep IQ technology, which helps you on how you sleep. Little things like, don't watch scary movies before you turn the lights out.
Right.
Or the news, which is about the same. So, again, head on down, Sleep Number store, Target Shopping Center, and tell them Carl and Linda sent you.
The best sleep of your life.
That's it. I mean, it can't get any better. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Make it count.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row, and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans. the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. July the 6th, 7:21 in the morning. It's 74 degrees out there, going to 104 today, isn't it?
Temperature calls for
102
today. Okay, 72 tonight, 96 tomorrow. Hey,
it's going to start cooling down.
We have not come into
sweater time.
Less than triple digits here in about a week and a half.
Well, they said, I think it was 13 days in a row. It's been a triple-digit night.
Frank, how are you?
And Frank Rose just came rolling
through
here.
Absolutely, and of course.
I've got that. You gave me that last week. It's a copy of Active Magazine, and on the cover is Megan Rapinoe, our little hero. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for the third year in a row, and then a top 50 in cardiac care in the whole United States right here. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Good people. They're involved in everything. 70 years in business. And let me tell you something. They hire veterans. Yep, you're right. They hire veterans. They go out and they look to hire veterans. And we're going to have a lot more on that. Bob.
By the way, I looked up the origin of the term hat trick. Believed to have originated in 1858 when a bowler in cricket was given a hat after successfully taking 3 wickets in 3 balls. Term probably most widely used in hockey. There are variations. There is a flawless hat trick, which this one was not. Had she made all 3 goals consecutively, that would have been a flawless hat trick.
Wow.
But somebody else scored in between.
Right.
There's
somebody
also what's called the golden hat trick, where you do one with the left foot, one with the right foot, and one with your head all in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
They actually had to come up with a word for it.
Okay, not only that, but the score, it was 5-2, but it really wasn't. Because one of the goals that were scored for the Japanese was by one of our young players named Anderson. When the Japanese kicked the ball in toward the goal, she leaped in the air by 42 feet up in the air to try and head it. And when she did, it bounced off, instead of the front of her head, off the top of her head. Or the side of her head, and went into our goal.
Oh.
So that was, you know, in fact, that's how the British lost to the Japanese in the finals. There was their own player kicked it to try and clear it, and went in the goal. And so when they do that, their own goal, it counts for the other team.
Just amazing.
It just devastated her. But here's how classy people are. Because this girl had played such a big part in getting the Brits into the finals like that, or into the semifinals, the whole nation stood up and said, you know what, we love you, we're not mad, we don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Her own teammates rallied around her.
It can happen.
Oh, yeah. It's a mistake.
It can happen. And that's something that, for the rest of her life, she'll be thinking about that. I really loved how America, I said, Carl, it was so nice to see the girls running around with the flag. I said, it's so nice to see
the
flag embraced.
They didn't rip off their tops this time. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was so nice to see the flag embraced. Also in sports, Daytona Beach. Well, Earnhardt Jr. Won the Coke Zero 400 early Monday morning. But the finish of the race was marred by a horrifying crash. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Yeah, I saw it.
It sent Austin Dillon's car sailing into the catch fence of Daytona's International Speedway. Dillon walked away and waved to the crowd after his car got airborne and was torn apart by the fence. He was had been checked and released from the infield care center with a busted tailbone and forearm.
I tell you what, it was a total tear up of the car. It was in the air. It was on fire. But here's how good that crash fence is. It held it when this car came up in the air and hit it. I mean, it was in the air and hit this crash fence. This crash fence took it, held it, and threw it right back onto the raceway, which is what it's supposed to do. Now, there was one spectator that was injured, but not bad, in stable condition. And so I don't know what happened to the spectator, but that their crash net did exactly what it was supposed to do. It held him and threw him back out onto the it may have been a little bit hard on him, but it would have been a lot harder on the spectators. This this 32-year-old girl that was murdered in San Francisco. You know, it just gets worse and worse and worse on the pier down there. It's an illegal, an alien from Mexico. He had been deported 5 times. He was a felon. He was a felon. Instead, he found this gun and shot her by mistake. You know what? Been deported 5 times. Now, here's San Francisco. Hey, San Francisco, you are a sanctuary city. You welcome illegals. You will not enforce immigration laws. So how's that working for you today, San Francisco? When one of your best and brightest is slaughtered by a guy who's been deported 5 times, a felon, but he doesn't have to worry about being picked up in San Francisco. That's right, because it's a sanctuary city. Now, how many hot dogs can you eat, Bob? I'm serious about this. If you sat down, okay, and honey, I know, Linda, you'll eat a hot dog now and then, but not very, very often. But if you sat
never
down.
Never two in a row.
If you sat down, how many hot dogs could you eat, say, you know, during a barbecue? Hot dogs, not hamburgers, you know, say hot dogs.
Two or three at the most.
Two or three. Like, okay, two or three at the most.
Yeah. Brats I can do a little better, you know, if it's a good one.
A brat? You can do better on brats? I thought they were bigger.
They are, but maybe they're tasty.
They don't have the stuff in them that hot dogs
do. Yeah. Oh, come on now. Yeah. Well, Nathan's hot dogs, they're famous throughout the world. They have a hot dog eating contest every 4th of July weekend. And it's a big thing. It's on ESPN. I mean, they just treat it like a real sports event. I'm not sure about that, but okay. Lots of people there. Well, the winner this year, there's a guy named Joy Chestnut, who's been eating there and winning for years. He's won like 8 years in a row. Plus, he wins all these other eating. Did you know they have all types of eating contests? Rhubarb pipes.
Oh, I didn't know about rhubarb. Come on. Okay, well, we learned about rhubarb this week, and it was a great question. We had to go into Wikipedia. Yeah, anyway. Okay, kidding.
Anyway,
all right.
Interesting about
rhubarb.
But he eats, you know, all these different types of things they eat. Well, this is the daddy of them all. And Chestnut here has been the champion for years, like 9 years in a row.
I wonder what his gut looks like.
They had a picture of him. And he's not that, I mean, he's 230 pounds, but he looks like kind of a big guy. He doesn't, you know, but the winner this year was a guy by the name of Matt Stoney. All 132 pounds of him managed to eat 62 hot dogs in the 10 minutes.
62?
The best Chestnut could do was 60. Now, the woman who won ate 32. And she did. The way she eats hers is she eats the hot dog, eats the hot dogs first. Then she takes the bread and dips it in Crystal Light, you know, that drink mix, or the, you know, in the water to make it soft, and stuffs that down her throat. In any case, they each won $10,000. But 62 hot dogs, and then the next one was 60. That was Chestnut. And the closest one after that was 34. Linda can't watch this.
I can't watch it.
She just can't watch it.
Well, here's something that I think is great.
But you know what? I think it's, you know what? Oh, my God, you're the best in, you know what? Why not be the best in something?
All right. So let's share this. Happy birthday to Susanna Mouchat-Jones, who turned 116 Monday. She is now the world's oldest person, according to a statement from Guinness World Records. She credits her longevity to, lots of sleep. She was born in a small farm town near Montgomery, Alabama, in 1899. She was one of 11 siblings and attended a special school for young black girls. When she graduated from high school in 1922, Jones worked full-time helping family members pick crops. She left after a year to begin working as a nanny, heading north to New Jersey, and eventually making her way to New York. She feels that her family and giving to others is how she's had this wonderful life. She is blind because of glaucoma and all hard of hearing. However, she only sees a doctor once every 4 months and takes medication for high blood pressure. But anyway, other than that, she experiences love and lots of a great life. And she...
Where's she live at?
She lives in Italy right now.
Isn't that something? She lives in Italy. And here's the thing is that she sleeps a lot and she likes barbecue.
Bacon makes everything better.
Bacon. She loves bacon. Woo! So if you eat a lot of bacon, you can live to be 116. Not only that, but she sleeps a lot. In fact, last month, they were afraid she had passed away because she hadn't moved in 3 days. But as it turns out, that she was taking us a long nap, got up and walked 10 miles, came back, had some barbecue chicken, and she was ready to go for the next 100. You know what? I just love hearing that. I just love reading things like this as people. You know, and then this other guy, he's like 110. Yeah, well, I do a shot of whiskey every week. You know, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, it's working for him. Or maybe it's working beyond that. Who knows? Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. If you can't find it there, then you're not looking, and you're not looking, because he's got it all. Specializing in estate jewelry, Leonard does. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. More and more and more jewelry, exquisite jewelry. Everything you can possibly imagine.
Watch batteries. Battery watches. Batteries for your watches.
Batteries. Watches for your batteries and more watches.
There was probably five people in a matter of 15 minutes that walked in to get their batteries changed.
And you know what? It takes you like 2 minutes. Boom, boom,
just
boom,
go in
boom,
there and
boom.
Watch people watch with their batteries.
There you go. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Leonard's just a great guy. Go in and just talk to him. You know, it's worth it. Then you end up buying some. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, special shout out to Sun Gold, who was with us at the View 202 yesterday. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Your home. You served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR. I'm not sure if it's because I'm older, and they were during my era, but has there ever been a song that captures it like that? Since? I'm sorry. That is so anthem-ish-esque. Sounds like a nice dish. I'll have an anthem-esque or ish. Anyway, enough of that, Carl. We're back on the air.
The weather is... I'm just watching you. I'm just watching you.
Go for it. You got the blue book. What's happening? This portion of the show is brought to you by...
I'm going
to
talk about weather here. 74 degrees going up to 102 today. It's going to be going down this week a little bit and then back up over the weekend. So it'll be in the 90s. And in fact, it'll be in the... In fact, I think it'll be the... Yeah, low 90s or in the high 80s during this week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. The weather's not brought to them. The weather report is brought to you by them. Every so often, we have a star in here, a winner, somebody that not only while she's doing something, she does it with such style and such, you know, she does it with her certain own elan like this. And so we have the winner, the judge's choice winner. Of Dancing with the Stars, Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross today.
Good morning.
Her partner's not here, but he did a great job, too.
Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross, good morning.
And good morning, Linda.
And you were there the 4th of July at the game and had some words for people.
Oh, the Colt 45 game,
yes.
Of course.
That was a great game.
It was a great game.
They had a, at the ninth inning, bases loaded. Walk-off single. Great. It was a super game. Nate did a great job. Nate Alvarez did a great job.
Fantastic.
And then this has just been, you know what? It's been a good weekend. You know what? Yeah. United States wins the World's Women's Soccer Championship, you know, with
Wonderful.
That group out there. I mean, what a bunch of fighters just came out. And Megan was on national news this morning. And she said it wasn't so much us wanting to beat them as it was it's our time. And then we have to, and then she did say, after we put the hurt on them in the first few minutes, and it was, she said, they're very gracious people. They, you know, I've talked to them, and they're very gracious. And she says, but it was our time. And it was. I mean, there was nothing going to stop them yesterday. They were just, you know what? I had a feeling they could have kept it, that intensity up probably for most of the game if they had wanted to.
When your heart's in it, of course.
Anyway, and speaking of having your heart in it, here you were in the midst of this lift during Dancing with the Stars. You're 12 feet in the air, or 10 feet in the air, and you're looking over at the judges. Your arms are out. He's holding you up by your waist. You're out there, look like a plank. And you look over at the judges, and you wink at them.
Yes.
Of course. Actually, it was not planned at all, but when I got up there, Jordan had, we were calling that the Dirty Dancing Lift. When I got up there, I said, well, what else do I do? And I'm staring at all the judges, so give you a friendly wink.
It was great.
It was my way to show you guys we got this.
We got this, and my back's not twitching.
No.
I'm good. Hey, well, what do you have on your mind? First of all, congratulations. Thanks for being on the air, and I think we all have really felt your joy and your pride of being a veteran, of serving our country. You have helped us again lift our spirits with these are people who have pride that do it every day, love what they do, serve our country, and are so proud to do it. Just thank you for that.
Oh, that's absolutely an honor of mine. Every day I put my boots on, you know, that power that I get, that amount of pride that I still have. Absolutely.
When people thank you, it's kind of, in a way, and usually I answer, you know, it's an honor to serve this country. And it is. So, you know, it's something I chose to do, something that Staff Sergeant Ross has chosen to do, and many of our friends have chosen to do, is serve the country. But that's our choice. You know, that's just the way we're built. And we do that. And it's not that we look down on other people, just that we just know that they're not as good as us.
Oh, did
I say that? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean it that way. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's not meant for everybody, and we know that.
Right.
But if it's meant for it, but the people it is meant for, it's an honor to serve.
Absolutely. I've served 16 years, and I absolutely love what I do. And there's still not, in this community, with the amount of veterans we have up here, I've never been able to walk past a veteran without turning around and saying thank you.
And you see a lot of... Yeah.
It's the thank you for my Vietnam veterans, because the welcome home that I've been given coming back from multiple deployments wasn't the same one that they got.
No.
But for any of my generation veterans, I stop and I tell them thank you, because I've had an amazing career because of the trials and tribulations you guys had to go through. So 16 years so far, and I couldn't be more proud. well, not proud of our service, but also proud of our nation.
And, you know, and it is. I am proud of our nation, too. And that's one of the other things, too. You got to be proud. I mean, we're not perfect, and we make mistakes. But a lot of times these are minor mistakes that people make a big thing out of. You know, frankly, you know, spending weeks on whether you have a flag up or a flag down.
Right.
You know, it's okay, but at the same time, you've got people dying in combat still, and we're putting more people back into Iraq. You know, so when you get into that, you have to figure out, okay, where is the importance here? I mean, has the war been going on so long people have actually forgotten that there's still people out there, you know, fighting? I don't know.
With the complacency, it does happen because our media is extremely biased. They're going to let you know the things that they want you to know. Yeah. They're going to post stuff. Luckily, we have some great information with us winning the World Cup right now. But the reality is we do still have service members over there going back into Iraq, and we have service members still in Kuwait. They're not home yet, so that's why they stay in my prayers every night until they do come home.
And not only that, okay. And all of that, the Dancing with the Stars, the fact that you're on the honor, that you're on the details up there that inter, that pay the final tribute to our fallen, you know, as they pass away, whether it's combat or just as many do from age or whatever else.
Absolutely.
You're there for all the funerals there as part of the honor detail. You're also a member of VFW, Veterans of Foreign War Post 1934, and you were just elected commander. And
absolutely.
The first time a woman's been elected commander of VFW Post 1934.
Absolutely.
And it's only been around for 1,000 years. So, that was because people believe that you can do the job, and you're a great representative for us. So thank you.
It's an honor. It truly is. I know my heart's in it. It's not just in post-1934, but it's in our veteran community organizations. With me working the Honor Guard as many years that I have, one of the things I found really funny was the perception of how much media that this got. I didn't do this for the media. I did it because my heart's in it to help our veterans. In most of our posts throughout the state of California, the veterans that are in there, they're not as young as we are. Their wars were so many years ago, and they've been doing these fundraisers, and they've been keeping the image up of what a VFW post is, going out there being a part of our community and giving back to our veterans when we can. But when I, as soon as the news article came out and a couple of the stories came out, my post, the gentleman in my post, said they just couldn't believe it. They're getting stuff from Corning and Mount Shasta and Yreka and all of these neighboring posts supporting it. Mm-hmm. But what I had to remind these gentlemen is I've been an honor guard for years. So I cover all the 9 northern counties and Mendocino County. So I've been working with the American Legions and the VFW Post and the Marine Corps Leagues throughout Northern California. So my veteran community, my family is huge here. And once I got this position, I'm just really blessed with the amount of support that my veterans have given me. I love it.
Well, you deserve it. You've done a lot to do. You've done a lot for the veteran community here. Now,
not done yet, though.
Nope,
not
because
done
there's
yet.
Something coming. That's, and the reason we came in, not just to thank
Keep
you
moving.
And all this, there's something coming up here on the July 18th, which is a week from this Saturday, and it's called Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew.
Oh, absolutely. So what that translates to is an amazing party, a great fundraiser, and a good way for our community to be able to come together. The Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, this is going to be our fourth annual for the VFW to host this. It'll be down at our Veterans Memorial Hall. It's not just to come in.
The one on Yuba Street.
The one on Yuba Street next to the post office.
Right, the large one. So you have plenty of room to get in there.
All right, we get you right there. Because we want to make sure everybody hears this. Tickets are only $10. Where do we get the tickets?
We can get the tickets through any VFW member of 1934. Just give us a call or stop by, and we'll be able to get them for you. Or we're going to be selling them at the door.
You need to drop off a few here. It might be a little difficult, but we'll probably be able to sell a few.
Okay, so the money is going toward. Let's talk about the fundraiser. So the $10 tickets are going towards what?
The $10 tickets are going to be going to two local organizations. The first one is Healing Waters, which is an organization we have that helps support veterans, veterans with PTSD who are just trying to reacclimate back into our community, or veterans who have served years ago who just need a way to be able to relax. And then our second one this year.
Healing Waters is fly fishing.
Yes.
That's what it's about. And this is a group of veterans that are part of the Trinity, they're kind of an offshoot of the Shasta Trinity Fly Club. And they meet on a little bit separate occasions. And the what they have is then they get together and go out now at the each year. And we just had one this year, and I was honored to be the master of ceremonies for it. Was they had 21 boats donated by, I think it was the fly shop for most of it, and most of their guides, plus other guides coming in. And it was a sponsor, the veteran, and the guide were in the boat. And they had a fishing contest, catch and release, in the Sacramento River. And then did the dinner afterwards at Turtle Bay. And it was just a wonderful event. I mean, it was at the end of a huge weekend for us, and I was thinking, oh, man, this is in the afternoon on Sunday. After I'd been there for like 5 minutes, I was just, you know, buoyed right back up again, and we were on. So it's a wonderful event and helps the veterans. And listening to the veterans talk about it is just extraordinary, just extraordinary. So that's Healing Waters.
So that's Healing Waters. And the second fundraiser, the money will go to the second.
Yes. The second group that we're going to help sponsor through the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew is going to be One Safe Place. I'm directly affiliated. The funds that we're going to raise are going to go to Camp Hope.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Now, this Camp Hope is a great venture also. And I tell you what, One Safe Place has done so much to help people. And this isn't just all women, my friends. This is men who are involved in this, too, that they help men, too.
Children.
And the elderly.
Domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And we're still having that. If you saw what happened last Friday, people getting shot, killed, out in the city of Shasta Lake over a domestic violence thing. So it's important that we continue. People hear all this money that they're getting, One Safe Place is getting. And they are getting money from Sierra Pacific to help build the safe house. But it doesn't go into do anything with their day-to-day operations. So they still have to raise money for day-to-day operations.
And absolutely.
So that's what this is going for.
Yeah. Camp Hope is very near to my heart with working with One Safe Place as many years as I have. I've been able to see the children and the families that go to Camp Hope and the amount of influence, positive influence, that One Safe Place has with them. So when we were looking for people to be able to sponsor this year, when I was able to sit down with Jean King, I told her it would be an honor if we would be able to, as a Veterans Post, be able to give back to our community, because that's something that I'm so proud to be able to do. Any opportunity we can, and then to be able to help us build a healthy community, I love the fact that she's given us the support that we can fundraise for her and all of these kids.
Okay, so how do people get the tickets again?
Get the tickets. Come by the radio station or get a hold of any of the VFW Post 1934 members. And
is there just like one phone number though people could call, like if they want to get them?
I'm sure.
I
don't know the post number off my head.
Okay, give us a call here at the station, and we'll make sure you get tickets. And you can buy tickets at the door.
Absolutely, buy them at the door.
And it's going to have everything there. It's going to have all types of different vineyards are there, and different selections of whiskey, and the breweries are going to be there. And I imagine where are you getting the cigars from?
The cigars we're going to be going through the Tobacco and Brew, as well as Girdstones Club.
Grindstones and Tobacco and Brew. Great places. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that always supports people.
Always. Saturday, does. July 18th
it's a week
is
from
the
Saturday,
event.
And we're going to talk about
from
it
from 4
more.
To 8 p.m. Again, it's whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. You don't want to miss this fantastic event for funds going towards Healing Waters and One Safe Place. Melissa, we thank you so much always for joining us, and congratulations once again for being brave and taking home the trophy for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
Judge's trophy. All right, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Monday morning, July the 6th. It is
currently 75
till 8 o'clock.
And it's currently 75 degrees. I thought you were scrambling, like, what's the degree?
No, I was going up. I have to take a breath, unlike you, who can sing forever with just one breath.
I'm working on it.
Minute and a half, have to take a breath. So now it is 8 minutes till 8 o'clock, 75 degrees, going up to
102 today. All 102. Right. With our temperatures of our lows around 72. Tomorrow calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms with temperatures around 96. Our 70s of Tuesday night and Wednesday, chance of thunderstorms with 91.
We're really excited about having these nice, more
temperate weathers.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Give him a call. My buddy calls from Las Vegas yesterday. He goes, it's hot. I said, how hot is it? He says, my battery melted on my Harley. He says, it's that hot. And he goes, it's so hot, I'm thinking about leasing the house and heading to San Diego to live on the beach.
Well, I lived in Vegas during the summer. I know. I think I'm just wondering as we get older that we can't take the heat like we used to. Because I remember having an unair-conditioned Volkswagen Rabbit and wearing hot rollers in my hair in order to go to the Hilton to do my show. And it was, I remember it was 115, 120.
And you had your dog in the car.
Well, I know. You know what? That's kind of, when I think about it, that's disgusting now. I just would never do something like that. But I didn't have her in the car at nighttime when I was performing.
Okay, just when you were driving around?
Occasionally.
Okay. Hey, in fact, you know what? Right now,
terrible.
You're looking for a place to cool off. Holiday Harbor. 25% off. Special for
all. We love that place.
2015 summer rates on select models. You know what? We do like that place, and I'll tell you why. Clean, professional. You get out on the lake. Yep, you know, if you take a party boat out or party barge or whatever you want to call it, it's just a it's got a barbecue on it. You can put 8 people on it easily, probably more. It's got a bathroom. You park it up next to the bank, and you just swim. Just swim, lay there, float. It's a great deal. It's a staycation right here. Redding's own backyard, Holiday Harbor. Give them a call, 238-2383, or go to lakeshasta.com. I mean, it is a great place. United States is opening an embassy in Cuba. They're talking about doing that. Now, I have a number of feelings about
this. The land
this,
that time forgot.
Is that it's the Cuban people need to have freedom. And here they are, they're 90 miles from the coast of America, the bastion of freedom, the home of freedom, the shining city on the hill that people come to illegally, everybody wants to come here. And you hear Dr. Paiush Dhanuka talking about choosing America to come to. His family and his friends start coming in legally, bringing the trades that we need, like doctors and surgeons, things like that. And the Cubans is, we're going to open up diplomatic relations with a country that still does not have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. They can't watch TV and listen to the radio, the free radio and free, you know, to hear the what's going on in the world. It's all restricted. People still disappear. People are still taken out and put in jails because of things they say or maybe they've written. This is still a dictatorship there. It's a failed dictatorship. Their economy is a failure. And it's only, you know, it's being propped up by a variety of means. But now we want to start propping it up with U.S. dollars. At the same time, Puerto Rico, a territory of the United States, is having a horrible experience right now. They owe billions of dollars. They don't know how they're going to pay for it. And Obama, I don't see Obama giving them any help. You might want to check on that. We talk about Greece, but here's something closer to home, is Puerto Rico that's having these problems. And then, like I said, opening up diplomatic relations with Cuba. Even though that Cuba is a dictatorship that has failed their people. Well, then they'll say, well, what about you have relationships with Vietnam? You know, a war we fought with these guys for 10 years, 50,000 Americans were killed, 53,000 Americans were killed, so many more were wounded, so many were still damaged, and we've got diplomatic relations with them. Yeah, we do. The diplomatic relations with them is another question that you have. But now, so should we open diplomatic relations with Cuba? There's a lot of Cubans that say no still, and here in this country. A lot of others, though, say, yes, it's time, because the only way you're going to get the Castros out of power is to let people see what's happening, the freedom and the economy that could be built. And, you know, at some point, Fidel's gone. He's in the sense that he is no longer is in office. And you have Raul, who is her younger brother. But who's coming up after Raul Castro? Is this it for the Castro brothers? They're just hanging in there. Because they can control it, and the day that Fidel dies and Raul passes away, or they take the reins of government from him, will it become a free and open society at that point? Free elections, an ability to build their economy, for people to have freedom. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if to me it's probably worth the risk, because they're not going to change, and maybe this could be an impetus to it. Yeah. So am I agreeing with Obama? As much as I hate what the Castro brothers stand for and what they're doing to the country, maybe this is a way to throw them out, because the other way hasn't worked. Oh, did I say that? I agreed with Obama. Anyway, hey, after we come back from the break, we're going to have Enjoy the Magazine. It's the first Monday of the month. They're always here with us. There's a lot of things going on this week. We're going to have Chief of Police is on. We're going to talk about the jail, you know, how that was turned down, the impact of what's happening around here. Some people are saying is that they're seeing less people on the streets. I don't know if that's true. Transients, I mean. Friday is Congressman LaMalfa is going to be joining us this Friday. And we're going to have tomorrow Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California talking about the things that are going on right here in California.
Well, it sounds like a big week ahead of us, and more on following what's happening with Cuba and Greece as we do follow world headlines. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. We want to thank them always supporting us with our music. We're going to be doing the first Thursday of next month as well, and Paul Sen will be my special guest. That is going to be a spectacular night. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, you know, again, music, not only with Wind River, but of course with the View 202 on Sunday with Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin. And so we love the fact that also with the View, Pam Shalo taking the helm, is that they're doing fundraisers, many for families in need, and we love that we give back to the community here. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back at 8 o'clock hour again with Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. What may be the impact on the U.S. economy after Greece voted to reject a deal with its Eurozone creditors? Not much, at least for now, says one conservative columnist and blogger, James Pethakoukas, with the American Enterprise Institute.
The euro gets weaker, the dollar gets stronger, unless this is a huge contagion thing where you really see the euro go into crisis.
Pethakoukas was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Financial analyst Frank Fattozzi, meanwhile, says U.S. investors should hang on for a little bit of a bumpy ride.
You're definitely going to get some knee-jerk reaction this week. You're going to see some people pull back. You're going to see the markets continue, maybe pull back a little bit more.
It has been a bumpy ride for the Dow in early trading, but right now it is down just 16 points. Secretary of State John Kerry says there has been movement in his latest meeting with Iran's foreign minister on a nuclear deal.
We have, in fact, made genuine progress.
But he says they're striving to meet tomorrow's deadline, and he will only settle on an adequate deal for the United States. U.S. service firms grew at a slightly faster pace in the month of June.
The Institute for Supply Management says its services index inched up from 55.7 in May to 56 last month. Steady hiring over the past year has fueled a consumer spending rebound from a winter slump. Many economists say the economy will expand at an annual rate of 2.5% in the second quarter after shrinking during the first 3 months of this year.
That's Jeremy House reporting in New York trading. The U.S. dollar mixed against other North American currencies. Britain's Princess Charlotte, the 9-week-old baby of Prince William and his wife Kate, has been christened at a church on Queen Elizabeth II's country estate. Among those in the throng turning out to observe, 10-year-old Gracie Milner.
I saw Kate and William and the little boy and baby Charlotte.
Well, that very church is where Charlotte's late grandmother, Princess Diana, was christened herself back in 1961. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The top tier of Republican presidential candidates appears to be changing somewhat. The Washington Examiner's Byron New York telling the Salem Radio Network that several clear frontrunners have emerged from five recent polls.
The top three are Bush, Walker, Carson, Carson, Walker, Bush, Bush, Walker, Rubio, Bush, Trump, Carson, Bush, Trump, Huckabee.
And of that group, York suggested Donald Trump won't last because two-thirds of those questioned indicate that they would not vote for him under any circumstances. Mexico's Navy says that six people are dead after a group of suspected criminals sparked a skirmish by opening fire on a Mexican Marine helicopter near the U.S. border. The Navy says it happened yesterday across the border from Laredo, Texas. A statement says the suspects fired on the Black Hawk helicopter, hitting it seven times. The helicopter crew returned fire. The Navy said the crew detected a convoy of armed men along an area controlled by the Zeta cartel. This is SRN News. Investigators are trying to determine what caused the deck to collapse as a family was taking a group photo at their rented beach house in North Carolina. Emerald Island town manager Frank Rush.
Preliminarily, their findings indicate that the floor joists and the deck boards simply collapsed in that 12 by 12 area, basically due to deteriorated fasteners or nails.
More than 20 people were injured. The U.S. women are atop the soccer world today following their 5-2 rout of Japan in the Women's World Cup Championship. USA midfielder Carly Lloyd says she reached her goal in winning a World Cup title.
I've dedicated my whole life to this, and everything comes second, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
The Americans scored early and often with four goals in the opening 16 minutes in avenging a loss to Japan in the 2011 title game. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday, the 6th of July, 8:06 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Good morning to Sunny and Guest and all these people that are in there to it.
Good Monday morning.
What's the weather? You know, weather is
currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning on this 8 o'clock hour of KCNR and our Free Fire morning. We're looking forward to the segment. As always, we have forecast calls for a hot day with temperatures reaching around 102, partly cloudy tonight with 72. Slight chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday with temperatures around 96 with our lows of around 70. Wednesday, 30% chance of thunderstorms with temperatures around 91 and our lows of 67. So we are decreasing in our temperatures and chance of thunderstorms throughout the week. That's been our saving grace, actually, for the last week as well. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. And it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Now,
Monday morning, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Terry.
What's on your mind?
How was your 4th of July?
Great. How about yours?
Very good.
What'd you do? Did you start a revolution or anything?
No, I sort of wallowed in my swimming pool with my beautiful bride and drank an ice-cold Corona.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Just rub it in there for us that were out there in the 102 temperature at cold 45. Hey, you know what? Cold 45's game, though. Man, what a way to, you know what? Baseball. And the Marines, Marine Color Guard, and then just singing the national anthem. Great baseball game, fireworks. I mean, it was an all-American 4th of July.
We actually watched, have you ever watched the miniseries John Adams?
You know, we did before.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we watched the portion on independence, on when they did the Declaration of Independence. It's just very, very inspiring, you know. Anyway, tonight at the Tea Party, 2570, Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, we're having your friend, Vince Stevenson, speak tonight, and that is with the DRBA. Did I get the
Downtown Reading Business Association?
I did, and he really wants to tell people what's going on. So, Vince Stevenson, all you folks that are listening to this in business, your friend, your ally, is coming tonight, and he wants to sort of let people know what's happening here with City Hall, and he didn't sound like a real happy camper.
Well, it's been going on for a while with the city council, who was, instead of making changes, instead just did away with the whole downtown association that supported the Christmas parade. They supported different events during the year. They did they supported cleaning up the streets. I mean, just everything like this. This was the support they did, and the city council did away with it. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know what to say, my friend, other than they did away with also the REU Oversight Committee. They did away with that. They did away with free speech at the beginning. They've done away with just about everything. Trying to think of who they haven't alienated yet. Nope. Is Rob mad at him yet?
Rob?
Yeah, Bloody.
He wouldn't say it if he was.
not publicly.
Not publicly. And I would never betray confidence. Not that he's ever
never,
said anything.
Never.
He's never said anything.
Never. Anyway, and you are having the congressman on Friday. That will be good. Will he be answering questions?
Well, let's hope so. There's a few out there.
You think?
Yeah, about this. Well, you know, he voted against the. Voted for. Anyway, we'll get to that on Friday tonight, 6 p.m.
Vince Stevenson, 2570 Bonneview Road.
All right.
Destiny Fellowship Church. Anyway, you two have a great day.
You too. And, stay cool.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right, Terry. Thanks.
Hey, this weekend, I want you to head on down, or just during this week, anytime.
Hey, Frank was just in. Did he just drop that off?
Go to Mount Shasta Mall, and inside by Penny's is Remembering Our Fallen, from June 21st to July 11th. So we've got till this Saturday. It's a pictorial display of all those service people from California who sacrificed their lives for us. There was an opening ceremony, but it's sponsored in the other week. But this is still a wonderful way to remember those who have given their lives in defense of our country that came from Northern California and well, from all of California. Sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council and Military Order of the Purple Heart, Unit 2001, NorCal Veterans Historical Association, and Families Honoring Our Troops. This is those who volunteered to join the United States Armed Forces after September 11, 2001. Huh. So, it's going to be good. If you haven't seen it, head on down there. And Frank Rose did come in. Because Paisano Days is back, and it's back strong. Saturday, August the 1st at Lake Redding Park in the Pavilion Gazebo area. All-you-can-eat pasta dinner with meat sauce or pesto sauce. Okay. From 5 to 8 p.m., 10 o'clock, $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. Music and dancing 5 to 9 p.m. to the Jimmy Bryant Entertainment Fair, I guess. Craft fairs, activities through the day, demonstration bocce ball, and everything. Everything's going on. And food's available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And with Italian sausages, everything, anything. Cannoli, all of it. Everything. Cannoli. Grand prize drawing at 7:30. Did I say that right?
No, I'm just cannoli.
Oh, cannoli.
For more cannoli, information. Canoodle.
Yeah. For more information, give him a call at 209-5986. There you go. It's going to be a great time. All right. Because having a great time is just one of the reasons we have our guest on. They're going to show you and tell us, and they have the way to have a great time in Northern California. James Masada, Rhonda Ball.
Morning.
What can
good
I say?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
It's the first Monday.
Really good. Of course. We love it. It's the July issue of the Enjoy magazine. Hello, sunshine.
Yes.
Three surfer boys on the front.
Isn't that cute?
Is somebody surfing around here? I just missed it.
No, they're paddleboards.
Yep. Paddleboards. Okay, that's good.
Yes. Yes.
Well, okay, they're paddleboards, but you know,
but they look like surfboards.
They do. The old timers would think they're.
You know, the big boards too. Not, you know, the big boards they used to have too.
Longboard. So maybe, yep.
Yeah, longboards.
So, anyway, let's go into what we love to do every again the first Monday of each month. We start off with the Enjoy magazine. What's happening in the Enjoy store and the Enjoy magazine? We feel that it's really important. We share with our listeners wonderful stories that you all find and do such a wonderful job with your writers, embracing different areas in the North State. We have the first one that catches my eye is the Call of the Mountain, which is out of
McLeod.
The McLeod area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell us about this article.
We started this year doing features on different downtowns, and so this is our feature this month, McLeod, which is just so charming. And
McLeod is awesome.
It's really awesome.
You know, I don't think we've spent a lot of time in McLeod.
So
give us a picture in our brain of it's just like 20 minutes away, right?
It's about...
Oh, from here?
Yes.
About 40.
No, McLeod's actually just kind of almost the same distance as Mount...
Dunsmuir.
Dunsmuir.
It's between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta.
Okay.
It's on the other side of the hill. So if you're going to Mount Shasta, you're going to head, I believe it would be east a little bit, towards the ski park.
Yes.
And it's on that kind of side of the mountain over there.
All right. So tell us about McLeod.
Well, I think one of my favorite things about McLeod is a mercantile, which is just... it's just awesome. They have an old-fashioned candy store in there. They have coffee shop. They have
They have at one point it was the largest open jar candy store west of the Mississippi. So it's the traditional, you know, the big glass jars.
Oh boy!
Where you can open up and then get bag candy, you know.
And they still have this tradition right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cute. And now they have a hotel in there. So, and it's pretty, it's kind of decorated old-fashioned, you know, kind of from the 1800s. But
yeah, actually the city was established in 1897.
Yeah.
And it was kind of founded by some of those the old-day trappers, Hudson Bay Company trappers. That happened to pass through it and then decided at some point to start a homestead. And then they created a sawmill, which then failed because of they couldn't get the ox to be able to pull the wood over the hills and down to more of the more populated areas. So it's just got a really great history. There's, you know, amazing water up there, sources of water. And
did we stop there and get ice cream one day?
Probably.
We did stop there. They do at the Mercantile.
Over on the left-hand side when you walk in, they have ice cream there.
And I can't remember why we were there.
We were coming back from someplace.
With the kids. Yes.
And we came back and rolled through there.
Charming.
And stopped.
Charming.
Yeah, and it's got a big bear. Mm-hmm. Big wooden carved bear.
It's like a postcard, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, if you get into the little community, you know, it's well worth going. I mean, if you're going up to Mount Shasta for any reason, take the time to go to McLeod. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Where did the train come into?
I think it goes through McLeod.
Yeah,
but
remember the dinner train? Didn't it start at McLeod?
I think so, yeah.
It did, so we were there before on that one, too. We were there toward the end of their run.
Right.
What a great time
that
was.
And it was snowy, and it was fabulous.
Yes, we did it in the winter, yeah.
And I've got an engineer hat.
Well, those days when it did snow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Let's keep our fingers crossed. It's going to happen.
Remember that when it snowed? You know, be a time when we tell your kids, I saw snow! And they're going to go, what snow look like, great-grandfather?
It cracks me up the back of our magazine.
I love that. I love that ad, by the way. I told Carl, I said, that's a great ad.
Shasta Ski Park is selling their permits now. Their wish, that, you know, you've got to believe is the title.
You've got to believe. I love it. And you know what?
You've got to believe. Isn't that cool?
The kids are coming from Albuquerque over Christmas, and I just wanted to. I do want it to snow because I want to do all kinds of outside, you know, cold activities. And
well, I keep thinking that it's like, I don't know if you guys were here or around here during the 70s when we had that drought. Shasta Lake, it looks full compared to what the drought looked like in the 70s.
That.
And they told us, you know, my dad had an old Toyota Land Cruiser, and we used to go down into the bottom of the lake, and you'd have to drive to find water. And then they told us it was going to take 10 years to fill up the lake again, and it did it the very next year. It rained and rained and rained and rained and filled up the whole lake. So I keep thinking, okay,
it's going to happen.
It
will happen.
It will happen. That's right.
Okay, you gotta believe.
All right. Okay. Well, let's take a break so we can come back and you're pointing at yourself, Carl.
Because I need to do it.
me. Okay. What do you have there?
Come on, Carl.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, with Espresso Joe's, which has not just great coffee, but also. All types of brews and cold drinks. There, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that you will just find fantastic. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And the amount of things they've done for our community, amount of support they've given our community, not just in the veteran side, but other ways, just makes this one of those places you should shop a local. Buy local, shop local, and you can keep these kinds of businesses going. We'll be right back after this message. It's 8:19 in the morning.
Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
She is my mama.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. I'm sorry, honey, did I interrupt you?
No, you didn't. KCNR, 1460, it's currently 75 degrees. And we are so happy to have you here on 1460 AM. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Mighty Fine Foods. Now has Dreyer's ice cream by the scoop, so you can have root beer floats or any other kind of floats you could possibly want for $1.99 each. Not only that, over 1,000 cold drinks, 250 beers, 350 liquor and wine choices. My gosh, plus a daily deli special under $5 and barbecue every Friday. That barbecue was sold out early, so you got to get there. Everything you need for all your outdoor grilling needs, not only that, but a free 7-pound bag of ice with any 18-pack beer or larger. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. It's locally owned, locally operated, father-son operation. It is absolutely fabulous there. 299 at Deschutes Road in Bella Vista, California.
Our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Masada, who are the founders of the Enjoy Store and Enjoy Magazine. And every Monday, the first Monday of each month, we have them on this morning, or in the first, on the 8 o'clock hour, to talk about what's happening in their magazine. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning and thanks for having us.
In case people are just getting in their cars and driving to work, we're so happy to have this Monday morning with you. It's at 8:23 and 75 degrees. Okay, let's talk about on your page, I don't even know what page it is, but it's about how does your garden grow?
Oh,
how does your garden grow? I have that open here.
Yes.
This is about a community garden. Up in Mount Shasta, and community gardens are very popular. We have several of them in Reading. We actually sell a product in our store that's called the Love Reading Project, where a percentage of the proceeds of all the apparel goes to help support our community gardens. So that's just an interesting bit of
information.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Where is the community garden in Reading?
Well, there's the one that's, I think, over by Diesel Horse Bridge.
Okay,
and there's
I wasn't sure if that was a community garden.
And then there's also Enterprise Park. There's a big community garden there. And I'm not sure where all the rest of them are, but
can anybody grow stuff there? Is that
I've never participated in one. To be really honest with you, I don't know a lot about them other than I think that they're kind of a cool and fun idea.
Yes.
There's a piece of vacant land that somebody can own and have that happen. And this actually happens to be a piece of land up in Mount Shasta that's owned by Dignity Health that they allow the patrons of the community to use. And it's being used to help also support and get people that live older people that are living in residential areas there be able to come in and get out and do some exercise and take care of and tend garden.
Well, I think there's something about that. Again, there's a spiritualness that happens in the garden, from the planting of the seeds to the growing.
There is.
To a seasonal, when things die off and how you cultivate it from garden to table. There's just
and gardens
so much,
give people purpose.
It gives you purpose. Mm-hmm. Absolutely
you
right.
Have to go out
and
there
how
and
you
weed it.
How you toll the soil exactly.
It's a symbol. It's symbolic of life.
Mm-hmm.
That you plant your seeds, they grow, but you have to nurture them. You have to keep them watered and give them the right type of care.
Yep.
And keep them weeded, keep them protected,
mm-hmm.
and let them grow.
Yep.
And then harvest that bounty. Being able to, so it is. It's very very spiritual.
Right. And what's really cool about this garden is that the 24 active gardeners range from age from 62 to 81 years old. So they're all seniors and I think that it's great for them because it gives them something to do that really means something. So yeah.
Well, except that I frankly think senior life starts when you're 75.
Well, I agree. I totally agree.
In fact, maybe next year will be 76. I'm not sure.
So this is a really just a great story and talks about how the community really comes together, how it started. And, originally there wasn't a lot of interest. And then each year it's kind of grown a little and grown a bit little. And business people have stepped up and are donating wood to do raised boxes raised beds so the seniors can and then once they could have access and stuff, it's just kind of exploded. And now, they're it's just an integral part of their community, which I think is awesome.
It is good. Okay.
Well, something else that you have in your magazine, there's all kinds of things, but Siskiyou is having a fair, and you have a page with the shops. The heading says a historic community with friendly people, simple fresh food, world-renowned craft beer, and amazing vintage shopping. Siskiyou Golden Fair starts August 12th through 16th. And, that's reaching out to different parts of the North State and sharing with our viewers what's going on.
Yeah, the magazine, we have a new salesperson that's handling a lot of our remote areas now, which is something that, we've always written about, but we actually have an active person that can actually reach those territories and make relationships. So you will see and are seeing, especially even in this issue, you'll notice there are a lot of these kind of fun group ads from these more northern and remote communities that are banding together because they really look at Enjoy Magazine as being a great vehicle to bring awareness throughout Northern California for their businesses, one, but also their events. And, we're happy to do that because, very clearly on the front says Northern California Living, and they are part of our Northern California community.
That's the best thing about your magazine. I mean, you go out, you reach out to all the different communities, and, you bring in things that people don't know about or in-depth about articles and places where people can go to and have just a great time. Like the Siskiyou County Fair would be cooler in August.
Yeah.
Probably be a little bit cooler there. But, it gives you a different flavor. And if you like fairs, which we do, you can go in and we can show you our little posters that we got for supporting the fair or with our goat that we have and pig.
Did you guys buy?
Yeah, we bought.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I'm not sure that we bought it all because –
yeah,
because there's so but we helped.
Yep,
but we tried to buy it.
I'm telling you, if you if you eat you know, meet of any kind, that's the way to do it. You go in with other families, you find friends, and, you know, you pull yourself together and you go in and buy it and then those divide it up.
Those animals are taken well taken
care
of.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's the best way to get it.
And the kids, and the funny thing is not funny, but the kids realize when from the time they get this animal to
most
the time they
do.
Sell it, almost all of them realize that this is where it's going to.
Yep.
And some of them may have a problem with it, and so, you don't just force them to sell their
But most of them, you're right. That's they know what 4-H is about. They understand.
It's the money for college and all this.
And we have one of my twins' friends from school has participates in it, and he's made a lot of money.
Well, you know what? They can do this, and it gets them enough to get through college. Hey, we've got to take a break here. But my friend called me, like I said, from Las Vegas yesterday, and he said that besides the battery melting in his Harley, his air conditioning, half the air conditioning in his house blew out.
Mm.
So he's got one air conditioner in one part of the house and
a swamp
cooler. But they've had rains there. So the swamp cooler just immediately stops working. The humidity goes up and stops working. And I said, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm just kind of like laying here in the swimming pool. We're all trying to live. And I said, well, not getting it repaired? He says, oh, yeah, we're on the list.
Oh, yeah.
He says it may be 3 weeks before they get to us.
Goodness.
And I'm sitting here thinking about Alliance Heating and Air. Because Martin, good friends of ours. And
he's a friend of mine.
And he's a friend of yours. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, owns Alliance Heating and Air. I said, let's get together for lunch and everything. He goes, okay. He says, how about September? Because they are so busy. And that's one of the things we talked about before the summer heat. Was get the air conditioner looked at, get all the everything fixed on it, have the filters checked, have all that stuff checked because it's going to be tough and clean. It's going to be tough this year, and so he is backed up, but he's always got room for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
He'll put another man on, or he'll be out there himself. So if you've got an emergency, if you've got something that's not working, you got to give Alliance Heating and Air a call, 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is what I told Bro. I know this guy that fixes stuff. I said, you might have to you'd have to, pay for him to come from Reading down to where you're at. And he goes, well, it's going to get here quicker, and two, it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
As I can tell you right now. So you know what? Maybe he's calling and said, hey, I'd like to come to Las Vegas. Bring your truck. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning. 77 degrees, going up to 102 today. We're going for 13 days, 14 days in a row in triple digits, but it's going to cool down this week. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer's on Us continues at Reading Kia, and with no payments for 3 months, you can afford to enjoy summer and drive a brand new Kia.
Kia Motors will make your first 3 payments for you, and you get 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, and Sedonas.
No money down? No problem. Bring your trade in. Reading Kia strives to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes. And Kia is now ranked number one in J.D. Power's 2015 initial quality survey. See dealer for details.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fees subject to prior sale must finance through Kia Motors Finance for the special offer on approval to credit ends July 31st.
And this just in, this Summer's on Us promotion now includes the sporty Kia Soul.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, ReadingKia.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm liking this, whatever it is.
The Congos.
The Congos. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
They've done this song, A Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it. It's 25 minutes till 9 here on Monday morning, July the 6th, 77 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I can tell you this, man's last stronghold, best haircuts in Redding and maybe all of Northern California, right there. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. I can't say enough about it, except they need a couple more chairs in there. They can take care of everybody, but I tell you, even the wait is great.
Some things are good when they don't change.
You know what? And you're absolutely right. Because, I mean, you don't have to wait that long, but there's always some people there, but you get to kind of hear what's going on in the world. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
And with some things that are great that change and grow, and I don't mean to sound corny, but that's the Enjoy store and the Enjoy magazine. Changes and growth in the positive, the most positive way that, our North State can be viewed is through the Enjoy magazine. Now, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta are here with us this morning from Enjoy the magazine, and we're talking about different articles and their issues. One that's struck our fancy is, of course, a new restaurant that's open in Palisadro. Do you have share that with us, Rhonda?
Sure.
Fresh Fryer Grill.
Yeah, Fresh Fryer Grill in Palisadro is owned by Dave and Faye Hall, and they are they moved up here from the Bay Area, and they own Build It, which is the they do
the technology coding classes.
She's been on the show before,
And we've done a story about that.
Right.
Yeah,
she's been on the show before, and that she has a coding school.
Uh-huh.
In fact, and takes like what ten students at a time, and then she puts them through, mentors them afterwards. I mean, she's very much
she's one smart lady
teaching
too.
People to have a good living, a very good living out of their own house.
Well, I mean, if you're a parent and you have a kid that shows any aptitude towards that kind of stuff, you know, right now they're talking about basically coding is the wave of the future. It's here. It's now
65 to 75 thousand a year.
Yeah.
Starting. That's right.
Walking out of school.
Your,
and this is something you can do from afar, which means you can work right here in Redding, as long as you got a good, as long as you've got the pipeline there, and you can work anywhere.
Yep.
Okay, so Fresh Fire Grill, if you look at this, Rhonda, it says that her husband, Dave, and his father placed in the top 10 of national barbecue competition in Las Vegas that drew 300 teams from around the country.
Pretty amazing.
And this guy has just opened a restaurant.
Right.
They've just opened a restaurant in Palisadro, so that's going to be some good barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everything is organic. I mean, they get everything local, and they have his own barbecue sauce, as you saw.
And it's a little place.
It's tiny. It's a little
Love
place.
It.
It's
yeah.
right basically across the street from the feed store.
Okay, and it's at 9520 Deschutes Road.
Yep.
It's open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and from Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. But This looks like it's,
they've catered a ton of local events. I've been to probably three events that they were the caterers, and the food is very good. And they were at Taste of Reading, and it was delicious there as well. So
fantastic.
And the pictures, I mean, obviously speak a thousand words here. If you have a copy of the magazine on page 37, I mean, just the intro and then the second photo, I mean, makes you just salivate with just looking.
Right. It's got its own, I think it's probably its own unique.
It's kind of an east meets west kind of feel. It looks like, you know,
nothing else in Reading going on like that.
No, it's bowls, and then there's, but there's barbecue in it, and then, you know, cabbages and rices and things like that.
You know, the other thing, too, is that they said they watched the succession of small businesses come and went at their Palo Cedro location.
Right.
They just said, you know what, maybe we ought to try this.
Yeah.
And so they did, and that's businesses doubled.
My son goes to school almost across the street from that, and we've watched the businesses come and go, unfortunately, and not for lack of trying and not for having a good product.
No,
it's just,
you know what?
It's difficult.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough out there.
It is.
So those of us who started and doing, you know, are still alive after 6 years or longer, like you guys and us and several others out there. I mean, it's not easy.
Well, it's our job. You know, that's one of our mantras and mottos with the magazine is to give exposure to these new businesses that come to the North State, to give them a fighting chance, because people just need to know that they're there, and, you know, and we need to make decisions on supporting the businesses. You know, everybody needs to eat. Venture out a little bit. Get outside the box and check out some of these really cool new things.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the cool down that you were talking about earlier, I'm super excited because we are in the middle of our season, are starting our second month for Enjoy Movies in the Park, and we are going to be moving to Anderson River Park this coming Friday, and it's supposed to only be 88 degrees.
Oh, boy.
So
what's the movie? Tell us about, okay, Anderson River Park.
Anderson River Park. We're down by the amphitheater.
And it's free?
Free.
Which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect night to bring, you know, cook up some chicken or whatever and food, but, you know, make your little picnic basket with a blanket, bring your kids and your family. And
we have vendors.
You do have vendors.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We have vendors that sometimes brew hot dogs and nachos.
Oh,
we have kettle corn. We have my son's senior classes there with their trailer, and they're doing Balboa bars and frozen bananas.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So the first movie is An American Tale. Which will be this Friday night, which we're excited about. It's animated, and it's one of those really great old movies with a good message.
Okay.
And then we have Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then...
Okay, now let me tell you, Raiders of the Lost Ark. All right, you've got me now.
What's the
You got me on Raiders. But
July 17th.
I looked at this thing, and I thought, Raiders of the Lost Ark, how screwed up can that be? You know, and then I saw the trailer, and I went, oh my gosh, it's the story of my life. And it's kind of like the original Star Wars. It's the original Raiders of the Lost Ark. You're never going to be able to capture that again. I don't care what they do. I don't care what type of, you know, of CGI they have. That original Raiders of the Lost Ark and the original Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You'll never get them. You'll never capture it. I don't care who it is.
And then we always have, in July, we always play on the Christmas in July. So this year we have The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
That's July 24th. And then we will be going, let's see here, I just want to make sure that this is in, and then in Red Bluff, we will have, on July 25th, will be the Lego Movie. So that last, usually we do a last Saturday, we go to Red Bluff. But then we have one more movie back in Anderson River Park, which is Big, on July 31st.
A big movie?
Big
with Tom Hanks.
I know, I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. Hey,
as long as we're
talking about that, let's talk about, we went by your store in Red Bluff.
Oh, you did? Or what did you say? You talk about the store, or you went by the store?
We went by the store.
Oh, did you?
And it was, we were heading to meet somebody, and we went, there it was!
It was like, you call it the 600 block or something.
Yes.
And
that's a nice little town.
And it's
there.
A nice town, and we were thinking, oh, I know, we had a funeral that we went to,
that's
of course.
That's why we didn't stop.
Rest in peace, and our beloved
Pug
DeWitt. Pug
DeWitt.
So,
hundreds
anyway.
Of people there.
So we were driving through Red Bluff, and we're just very, very excited. I want to do that Red Bluff day, where you can take the girls shopping.
You can do so much just even, I mean, venture out because there's a lot to see and do. But even just if you are just to park and go to the 600 block, you can have lunch. You can do cooking lessons. You can shop.
All types of stuff.
There's music stores. There's ice cream parlor. I mean, there's everything.
Well, you've got Enjoy the Store in Red Bluff, but you've also got Enjoy the Magazine out of
Visalia. Yep. Which we carry at our store out in the front where we put them out because there are surprisingly a lot of people are asking for copies of it because they want. They want to see what we're doing in other communities, but also people traveling now are saying, "Hey, I want to stop where Enjoy is made, in another place." And we're like, "Right on."
Well, we had people yesterday at the View. Mm-hmm. We're traveling through and had seen the buffet and brunch and Linda singing had came in. And
yep.
they were traveling from Arizona up and stopped in for that. So a lot of people see things. So where do they see them? They're here
magazine,
on the radio. They see it in a magazine.
Enjoy Magazine.
Something like that.
I have to give a shout out to the Bridge House because I can tell you how many people come into our store from seeing the magazine at the Bridge House and her saying, "This, if you're going to go shopping, this is the one place you have to go."
She's a class act, and I love what she's done, how she's taken the Bridge House and now the second house.
Like, yep. Right. I can't think of that.
It's right across the street, so right next door, and has just created this haven also for traveling
musicians
that come through. Partnered up with...
The wine bar,
and they it's a safe haven for musicians to come in and be treated well, and that just speaks volumes for people to want to come through Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Janelle, and that's great. So anyway, I'm glad that we're saying hello to Janelle and talking about Bridge House today.
And we actually have a story about a band that's going to be playing there.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break though right now, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors. During instruction, if you don't have a firearm that you're comfortable with or that you haven't picked one out yet, then NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for the class. And then their instructors, their NRA instructors, will help you select the right gun for you. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. It's a good place. People enjoy it. You can check out the website and see and read the reviews. There's hundreds and hundreds of these reviews for Northern Firearms Instruction.
Taking a break when we come back, more about what's happening in the North State here on KCNR 1460.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 6th of July, Monday. 78 degrees out there, going to 102 today. 104 tomorrow, but then it starts cooling off for the rest of the week. It'll be so chilly, in fact, in the low 90s that you may have to put a sweater on. The time is 10 minutes till 9 right now. And the weather's always brought to you, the weather report's always brought by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business, 365-3793.
Our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Masada with Enjoy Magazine, and we're very excited to have them on our show the first Monday of each month, as well as the first Thursday. They're on 6 o'clock with On the Spot, where they talk about as well, where they interview a lot of people that are in their magazine, what's happening locally. So we're very proud to have, this marriage with Enjoy Magazine, where we can bring them on, bring Rhonda and James on, and talk about what's happening with Enjoy in the store, as well as some articles. Now, before we took our break, we were talking about Janelle at Bridge House and
how she is a great catalyst for the community.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now it's your turn. What's happening with this music, a group called the Stone Foxes?
Yes, they'll be at Vintage on July 9th at Vintage Wine Bar playing some music. And they'll be in Chico on the 10th. It's a band from San Francisco, and they're called the Stone Foxes. And they just seem like a really cool band. So
is it an all-girl band?
No, it's men.
I know, because I was going to say, didn't there used to be a saying that was like
Stone Cold Foxes.
Stone Cold Foxes.
Yeah. Stone Ponies.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think but in Linda Ronstadt's case, because I saw them, it was Linda Ronstadt and the Stoned Ponies.
Well, anyway, so they're going to be here at Vintage Wine Bar again July 9th. And, of course, they'll probably be staying at Janelle's because there's this wonderful, like you said, excuse me, catalyst to bring wonderful musicians through. They tour through and they get a chance to talk about Reading. What's beautiful about this is that, you know, I always say work breeds work, good words breed good words. Mm-hmm. So you want to have people who travel around the country to say wonderful things about their experience in Reading.
Right.
And Janelle from Bridge House, the both of you and the people at the Enjoy Store. The Enjoy Store is always a wonderful experience. Walking in, the smell, the wonderful, you have a
people get to walk away with something from our area, knowing that somebody's hands built it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's easy for us to, if we're looking for gifts for people, just to pop down to the Enjoy
Store.
That's
our number first place
just
to go.
You just go in because it's local. You know, it's a local business, local artisans, and we can find, you know, find almost anything there. I was looking at the aquarium over in Crescent City.
Yeah, we've had a lot of stuff going over. I mean, over there, nice and cool.
Like, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. We know people. We know people that are just they're heading west yeah. over there, and then you get over there, and it's 55 degrees, and it's overcast, so there's no sun, and they sit there and they say, "Okay, this is okay for right now."
All right.
But then you have to run inland to get warm.
So we started. We have a new writer that actually does all the stories for us for the coast, the North Coast, Humboldt, Del Norte and Mendocino County. So he'll do a story about something in the North Coast every month. And this was his story this month. And it's about
and last month was the zoo, right?
Yeah, yeah. He did the zoo last month. Uh-huh. Ocean World Aquarium, which is in Crescent City. And, you know, they have all different kinds of aquatic life.
I am a sucker for aquariums.
Right.
Those big, you know, I mean, I am. No, I, you probably didn't know
no,
that.
No, I didn't know that. I've been married for almost 10 years.
I've been that long.
So you just have to make fish faces.
I know.
There.
No, I have to take him to an aquarium and get his jollies.
So you get an up-close and personal look at ocean
fantastic.
Life.
Go ahead. What is, don't. All right. So.
It's
Mr.
been
drama.
He's in a fetal position in the corner, folks.
Well, anyway, I think it's fantastic. I didn't know that about you. And aquariums are just wonderful because they teach us so much about what's happening with ocean life that we just take for granted.
Right, right.
Well, and some people find it super soothing. They'll just, like, sit on the couch and drool.
I like to get into where the big tanks are.
Yeah.
And I like to watch, you know, even though the fish are large because of the, you know, the glass and it's 25% at least larger, I like to watch that. I like to watch the interaction of the fish. And, yes, it's constantly, they're constantly moving. Some of them are, and then there's some along the bottom. I just find it, because I love the ocean, and I you know, I've lived on boats before and all these things, that I find aquariums very soothing, just just like you said.
Yep.
I'm not big on, you know, seeing the walruses
sea,
do.
They have
sea lions. I don't see a big thing on walruses slapping their flippers together and waving at me. I mean, I don't get off on that. But, you know, just being able to watch, you know, and looking into the tidal pools, and this is a good thing to do.
Yep.
So, especially in different areas, if they show that part of their sea life and for that part of the coast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
I think it is, too.
Well,
and
there you go.
It's been around since 1964, so it's been there for a while.
There's a lot of stuff over
That's
there.
I
been
have
around forever.
That's why we have a trout. We have a trout in one of the in one of our tubs. And just
one thing.
Just
so Crescent City's Ocean World Aquarium.
Yeah, and one of the things Rhonda sent me out, which was really a lot of fun. I don't know if a story's going to happen on it at some point, but the oyster beds. So I got to go do an oyster bed tour
Taken away by the government. Is that the oyster bed?
No. The oyster farms.
The oyster farm, that big oyster farm they had there, has been there for decades.
Yeah.
And then somehow they lost their, I guess,
the Great Bay, the environmental.
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency took it away, but gosh.
But you had a tour.
Yeah, so the gentleman that writes all these stories, actually, I met him and I took two of my boys and we got to go do a tour where they, you know, put life vests on, you get in a boat and you go out into the bay and he shows you all the beds and all the farms and you actually get to climb out in low tide and we harvested oysters and then bring them back to the tourism center there, and they shuck them for you, and they prepare them in like 16 different ways.
Uh-huh.
You get to eat them, so it was a lot of fun.
I'd love to do a tour like that.
It was a lot of fun.
And it's affordable. I mean, it's not out of this world expensive either.
Was that out of Crescent City?
That was right
was
out of
Humboldt.
Yeah, right out there
lovely.
Of
Trinidad.
Humboldt, no, Eureka, right?
Oh yeah, Eureka.
Okay,
yeah,
fantastic. Something else that you have at the end of the magazine, Chico Honey Company. I was fascinated by this because I learned something from this article about bees, and also
bees are fascinating.
The bees are fascinating, and they were talking about how their family and they started beekeeping in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
They had been keeping for over 100 years. So here they are in Chico, and this is wonderful.
This is a
bottling
brother,
is fabulous.
A brother and sister that are running this operation now, and they're in their 20s. You know, they have an older brother, and then there's the daughter and her other brother. And they go to school in Chico, and it's pretty amazing. They're very young entrepreneurs. They've done great work at their packaging. This is our, obviously, feature story and the what's in store, so this is a new product for us in our store. We've had huge success even before the article came out. People are just really drawn to the bottle
the
and packaging.
Are really cool.
And we've sold out and had to reorder. And they have a product that we're bringing in that is going to be the Hawaiian honey. So they they are going to bring us small portions of that to sell in the store as well.
Oh, good. I want to know about that.
Do you remember that, right there, that wine that they put in that one bottle? I forget what the name it was, but they changed, you know, wine bottles are, you know, your regular wine bottles, but mm-hmm. they made it into kind of a, it had kind of a long neck, and then it went out into mm-hmm. like a, you know, like a larger.
Like Crown Royal.
Oh, yeah, kind of like that.
And did it have, like, not wicker, but something on the bottom?
No. It wasn't. It was just that, and it had something to do with Italy. And that's the way they, you know, they bottled it, but they just, you know, I mean, it was because it's the only one like that, everybody was buying it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's since, I don't even know if it's still even in existence. But
I don't know.
The bottling, what I'm getting at is packaging. The bottling and the packaging is so important that when you look at it, you go, well, you know, I'd like to have mm-hmm. one of those.
Well, they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're not just a food. You put them in your kitchen and they look
good. Well, I'm excited about the Hawaiian honey.
Yep.
That's going to be great. And they were saying that there aren't a lot of beekeepers in Hawaii, and they just happen to be one of them. The Kona side of it, they mix in with the coffee, so the honey is dark and it has a coffee hint to it.
Yep.
What a fascinating thing to be able to get a conversational piece that you give as a hostess gift or mm-hmm. take to somebody.
Right.
I love that. Those are some of the magical things you have in your store.
Okay, we have like a minute left.
Lots more in the store.
What's coming? Oh, yeah.
Tons of stuff.
Lots more in this issue, too.
And movies in the park.
And movies
in the
park.
And lots of stuff in this issue.
Yeah.
Yep. That we didn't get to even cover. That's what I always said, is we never can fit it all in. But that gives you a little bit of a insight and, you know, come pick up a copy. We're almost out.
Well, you know what? We have ours, and I don't even know if we have any left right now.
Yeah, you do.
I just brought you some.
Oh, I just brought us some? Okay. Because they're always gone. Now, thank you so much, James Masada and Rhonda Ball.
Our pleasure.
The force behind Enjoy the Magazine, along with, you know, several other people there, Yvonne.
Yeah, Michelle.
And Michelle and all that. But what a great magazine. What a great, great exhibition for an example of our of the people around here and the type of things to do around here. You guys are the Arizona highways of Northern California.
And let's not forget Movies in the Park on Friday in Anderson.
Yep.
Okay, tomorrow, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. There are a lot of things that are happening here in California that might impact on you if you have a gun. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is about to pay a rare visit to the seat of U.S. military power.
During an afternoon visit to the Pentagon, the president will receive a briefing from military leaders on the fight against ISIS. The meeting follows a wave of weekend airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria. In recent months, President Obama has acknowledged that the U.S. lacks a complete strategy for training Iraqi troops to carry out ground missions.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Iraqi military blames a technical failure for the accidental bombing of a Baghdad neighborhood. At least 9 civilians killed when the bomb fell from the Russian-made fighter jet. This morning's opening bell on Wall Street, kicking off a session that saw the key averages fall into the red right out of the gate. Financial markets in the U.S. and abroad are trending lower following yesterday's vote in Greece rejected.